Welcome to the doghouse. God, I sound different with these headsets on.
You sound different just with that shirt on.
Is that what it? Oh, yeah.
Is that a reindeer on your shirt? What is that?
That's actually a polo player.
Oh my God! No. It is a real polo.
What? No.
Hello, it's 1980. Can we have our polo shirts back?
Believe it or not, they still make them nowadays, Phil.
I wouldn't know.
I think it's facing the wrong direction.
That's right. Phil doesn't make a They don't make a polo T-shirt. I don't.
If they did, I'd probably have it.
You probably would.
I don't think it's a real polo shirt because I think the guy's facing the wrong direction. I think the horse's rear end is not supposed to be facing out.
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Please. It's real. Believe me. Okay? Go sue Macy's or something.
Right? You're going to sue Macy's?
Yeah. That's where it was bought. You know, I don't really care. Anyway. So, wow. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I almost said you're effing this chicken, but yeah. We don't curse on this.
That's yeah, right.
Wow, that was real close to me having to beep that out.
Yeah, right.
Can I you know what I would like to talk about?
No, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
So last week, in case you, the people, didn't know, we pre-recorded the show a couple days early.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you're going to get a bunch of snow.
Snowmageddon
2017, this, that, and the other
and
thing.
I had a whole bunch of t-shirts made up that said, I survived Snowmageddon.
I put my snowblower on my tractor, right? I mean,
What did we say? If you did that, we were all screwed, right?
Yeah, we did say that, and I did do it, but I waited till last minute, right? Because the only thing worse than putting a snowplow or a snowblower on a tractor in the cold is waiting till there's 8 inches of snow or 12 inches of snow on the ground. Yeah. Yep. So I waited till Monday morning, right? And I put it on, and I just feel like everything that was in the news was like dominated by the snow. And I get it.
It was.
It's hard. It's hard to forecast, especially because they were like 20 miles this way, 20 miles that way. The front will change. But I feel like too much hype's given to big storms nowadays.
Well,
even little storms.
You have to put it in perspective, right?
Snowstorm Stella, by the way. You got to make sure you say the right name.
You have to realize that any chance that anybody has to make a point about global climate change, they're going to jump on it. So it becomes a major news story, right? Right? Because then that's what they want to talk about. Like, look, oh my God, it's a snowstorm, a major snowstorm in March. Right? Almost spring.
It's never happened before.
Yeah, right. Only it has.
Yeah. You know, right. I mean, I've seen 12 inches of snow in April on Long Island, which is not different than here.
Not that different.
Right? I mean, it's not like we never get late snows.
Phil, you shrunk.
I know. Well, I'm trying to find a comfortable seat on this chair. I switched chairs. I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't. Is that the one that used the back used to like collapse all of a sudden on it?
Yeah, but it was better than the one I was sitting in. Now tilts to the right when you sit in it. It was just hard.
Well, it's better than tilting to the left.
Yeah, well, yeah. I could have broke it that way. But I just felt like they were like so... Here was the thing. And this happens to us occasionally on the doghouse, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like you have so much to talk about a topic, and then you bring the topic up and you have nothing to say.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that's never happened.
No, that actually happens. But we're good at hiding it, right? Or at least we hope to think we are.
Yeah.
But they had nothing. They had no stories backed up on any of the news channels. So they were like reporting on 5 inches of snow, like, oh my God, schools will be closed till June.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they had guys out on the road riding around saying that, yes, it's snowing.
Oh,
it's not sticking, but it's snowing. The traffic's moving along fine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was like they had no backup plan.
My favorite was my wife and I were watching it the next day, and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're interviewing man on the streets up in Frederick, Maryland. So he sees this guy across the street. They wave and yell at him. He says, hey, how you doing? He says, I'm doing fine. It's a great snowstorm. And, of course, there's no snow anywhere. So they run over to him and says, well, how'd you like being, you know, having this snowstorm? He says, oh, this is great. I've been locked up for the last 6 months.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, right. You're right. He made it out in time for snow.
Did you see like the Weather Channel dispatched Jim Cantore to Rockville? It said, yeah, it's coming down pretty good. Yeah, it's coming down pretty good. Could continue like this for hours.
You know,
Stella.
Here's the funny thing is I have weather bug on my phone, and weather bug never changed that whole week leading up. Like, everything else was changing, and it was like 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 6 to 12,
yeah.
12 plus. At one time, I was in 18 plus.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think in my area, it was they were saying, I think 10 to 15 is where we were.
Weather bug never changed from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
It said 1 to 3 during the day, 1 to 3 at night.
Yeah.
And it never changed, and it was the only one that was right.
And everything changed. Well, actually, what happened was at one point during the day, weather.com said 1 to 3, and I mean, it had been like 4 to 8 or 8 to 12. I think it was 8 to 12. And then it was like sometime during the night that night, it said like 1 to 3. And I said, what happened? It all went away and everything. You know what? 4 hours later, it was back. Oh, it was like 12 to 15 or 10 to 15, yeah. Something like that. I don't know what the hell they're doing. It's
like, I wish
only computers can screw things up that bad.
I wish I'd been a smarter kid. If you're young and you're listening to this show, A, your parents are bad people. But B, go be a weatherman or weatherwoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a weather
meteorologist,
or whatever.
A weather
meteorologist.
Person.
Right? Because a weatherman's a guy that sets off bombs back in the 60s.
And a weather girl likes, or fat people that like men falling down on them or something. But go get
Oh, yeah, that was the band. Yeah, I got
go
it.
Go be a meteorologist.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what a great job. Nobody got fired over that, right?
Of course not. No one's going to get fired.
It's the ultimate in fake news.
It is the ultimate.
You got a 50-50 shot every time.
No, you don't. You have like a 1 in 20 shot, right? You could be like, sunny today, partly cloudy in the afternoon, rain.
Well, except in Hawaii, where the weathermen are right all the time.
Because it's always the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But
that's the gig I want. You don't even have to prep.
Right. Like, why do they have weathermen in Hawaii? What's today going to be? Well, it's not going to be different than tomorrow.
Oh, my card's getting a little worn out. I need a new card.
The clicker for the map, the green screen map is wearing out.
It's like, here we are. We have the same thing going on today. I just feel like it's like never. They never get any. There's no consequence for being wrong if you're a weatherman.
No, not at all. Even when there's giant floods that take out large chunks of the city, you still don't see any repercussions to them when they get it wrong.
Yeah, no, right. Like remember that storm last year that hit Maryland that flooded everything out, right? That nobody predicted. Or nobody got bitched out about that.
Not at all.
I feel like we should have some kind of, maybe it should be an elected position. I don't know. Like, there's no consequence to being wrong. I'm so jealous. I wish I could do everything. I do two things wrong on the board here at the doghouse. I get screamed at it for months.
Yeah.
Not just from you guys, but from listeners and from people who probably don't listen, but just saw somebody else yelling at me.
Yeah, as well you should.
But, right, but you know, it's like...
Yeah, they don't, but you know why they don't? Because they kind of fail as a group for the most part. If you notice, they are sort of like lemmings. They will all follow in a path. And all the local stations were all saying the big snowfall.
Yeah.
The major apps were saying that, even though Weatherbug didn't.
Weatherbug didn't.
Yeah, but the two major apps out there.
Or maybe you just didn't refresh it.
AccuWeather and weather.com. Okay. You know, we're both saying big snow.
Yeah. We were supposed to get anywhere from 12 to 14 is what, or 8 to 14. We got 5.5.
I was watching AccuWeather, right? I went to AccuWeather. I had a friend from New York call me up and ask if it was snowing yet, right? And they were doing some traveling, and they were like, and I said, and it just started snowing. And they were like, what are you going to get? And I was like, if I look around, everybody around me is 8 to 12, but there was this, line that, went, a mile each side of the river, and I live within a mile of the river, and it was, 18 plus, on the, inside that area. And I was like, so I don't know. It's like nobody's getting a lot of snow but me, and it just never materialized. Like, even on top of the mountain, they only got about 8 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like, remember that really hot weather girl meteorologist we had in the studio?
Yes.
With that other show?
Yeah.
She's in New York now.
Yeah.
We missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, Mount Weather, out there by you, where you said you
controls
got,
hey, just, the weather, right?
Yeah. They're the ones that control the weather, and they got enough to shut down the road up there.
No, they didn't. I drove down that road, it was open.
Well, they were saying on the TV that road was closed.
What was the road in your neighborhood like?
Well,
mine was wide open.
It's dirt, right?
Your neighborhood road was you could see pavement?
No, but it wasn't enough to make any consideration of not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you have four-wheel drive, but I can tell you that it was very icy. This was an icy storm.
We saw your tires downstairs just a few minutes ago.
Everything's icy and slippery. Yeah.
I didn't try to drive in it, you realize. But I'm just telling you that it was very, very icy because my driveway was, showing my driveway was an interesting experience.
We never got that. My neighborhood, you know, a dirt road, but I snowblowed my driveway just so I could say I used my snowblower, right?
Right.
I've owned it a year now and I haven't gotten to use it. And then I drove down the road on the tractor and I did one of my neighbor's driveways just because I wanted to use my snowblower, right?
Right.
I was being a jerk. And then I went in, I got in my truck, and I drove over to my friend's house who lives literally a mile from Mount Weather on the mountain, right? As high as Mount Weather. And I went over there, and the roads were fine. If they said those roads were unplowed and unclean, they were completely wrong.
Really?
They had some snow on them, but they plowed the one side, and they would get ready to plow the other. I was driving up the unplowed side. I was in four-wheel drive, but I had no weight in the back of the truck.
And most of the school systems in the area closed.
Oh, yeah. Where I live, closed for almost 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, oh, well, it's cold and windy. When did cold and windy become a reason to close school?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I thought the day after the storm was actually going to be the worst because I figured it would refreeze.
In the morning.
Right, yeah, it would refreeze. Yeah.
It got a little icy.
It was cold, and it was cold here.
I'm going to change the subject since we've kind of beat this one down. Did you guys know who Richard Hammond is?
Yes. He got hurt.
Bad.
He said on Twitter he was okay.
Well,
Did he lie on Twitter?
Well, no, he may be okay now, but they said he thought he had a bruised
uterus.
Yeah. You know, this is the second time he actually hurt himself pretty bad on
Did he hurt himself on the show?
Yeah, he's done it twice. And this is the latest one was filming the new show, Grand Tour, where he was riding a motorcycle in Mozambique with the other guys.
And he got knocked out.
He was running too hard and flew off the bike when he hit something and he was out cold, got a concussion, and
he needs to sort of realize his limits of his talent, right?
Well, definitely it was a rooting problem, right? Ran out of talent.
Yeah.
And this is out in the middle of nowhere, Mozambique. They said the nearest hospital was 2 days away.
All of Mozambique is in the middle of nowhere.
I was going to say it.
And that hospital that was 2 days away is probably not much more than a MASH unit.
Yeah.
Right? There was a guy named Klinger running it, and somebody was going, well, suicide is painless when you drive.
They should have just taken what was left of him to the non-Ebola cafe.
Yeah.
May's the big biker on the show, I think.
May is the big biker.
No, Hammond is, because he's the one always doing the bike stunts on the show.
Yeah, but May is the one that, when they had that one race where they raced the Ferrari versus the airplane, first the boat, right? Wasn't it May that took the motorcycle? Maybe it was Hammond.
No.
That was on the old show, Top Gear.
Well, I know Hammond rode the old beat-up Norton when they raced, turn of the century stuff.
Yeah.
But he also was in a horrible wreck on the show a few years ago when it was still Top Gear. He wrecked that McLaren jet car trying to go 300 miles an hour.
Have you seen any of the new show, Grand Tour?
I've seen two episodes.
I've seen about four. I'm kind of into it. Really? I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
And I got to binge watch it.
It's much more like Top Gear than the new Top Gear is.
I haven't watched any of the new Top Gear.
Well, don't
but
waste.
But it's got Joey from Friends, right?
Yeah. Do not waste any time on watching any of the ones from the last season. They had two guys you'd never heard of and Joey from Friends. This year they got two new guys that you'd never heard of and Joey from Friends.
Wait, one of the guys last year was Tanner Faust, right?
No.
Or is he this year?
I don't know who's on it.
Last year was Tanner Faust. Tanner Faust is the only person that should have been on it because he was the only guy of that group that could drive.
That was the American Top Gear he's on.
Oh, right.
He's talking about the new...
The British Top Gear.
Well, I think the American now is the flagship Top Gear.
I don't think it's on the air anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, I think it's now the one in Britain. I think those guys have moved.
No, they have a new BBC Prime Top Gear that says, what is this, Joey from...
It's Joey from Friends.
Yeah, but what's his real name?
He doesn't have one.
Joey from Friends, and then two guys you've never heard of.
He was on Married with Children as Vinny Verducci.
Yeah.
Well, who called him Vinny Verducci?
Yeah.
But last season's was horrible. Unwatchable. And I haven't seen the new one starts in April or May.
Well, he's not funny.
With him and two new guys.
And they had no chemistry.
One of the guys from the last season was so bad, they actually arrested him.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
They arrested him. It wasn't for being a no-talent guy. It was for, like, pedophile or something like that.
Oh, that wasn't
They did arrest him.
Yeah. Well, that could have been Vinny Verducci.
When you get into contract negotiations, the first thing they pull out. pedophile.
We're paying you too much. You got to find somebody new.
Right. Let's start a pedophile rumor so we can get rid of him. You know?
That's horrible. Yep. But, you know, there are some football teams in the area that should pay attention to that.
You're right.
Hey, Matt, here on the NTN Network, we actually do use that practice.
Yep.
Yeah, but in one of the articles I read about it, he said he hurt everything on his body except his left thumb. So
he wasn't doing it right.
Well, so he's saying it wasn't that serious, but he hurt everything in his body but his left thumb.
Yeah, and was knocked unconscious and probably has a bad concussion.
Was that left thumb was protected because it was jammed up his rear?
It was probably jammed up Clarkson's rear because I think he runs the show now.
Right.
Right. So you gotta like shine that booty hole up before you kiss it. You know, kiss it like mwah, mwah kind of thing. Yeah, no, I saw that and I read, but I saw a tweet. I think it was a tweet that I saw that said he was fine. So, I mean, they could have been lying to me on Twitter, right?
Well, it's from Mozambique, so who knows?
Right. But, I mean, a bad crash. But listen, people die from, like, scratches in Mozambique. Yeah. It's like
in the article I did read, it did say that he's not going to go into detail about it because it's going to be on the show.
Okay. Well, at least there'll be entertainment on the show. We'll be like, wow, he almost died in that.
Look at him fly.
Woo! That's going to leave a mark.
I wonder if he said, hey, hold my beer.
No, he probably said poo came out. Ken hasn't watched any of it.
No, I haven't watched any of it.
Who came out? It's funny.
It was worth the Grand Tour is worth your time. Last season's British Top Gear is not. I don't know about this season.
There's a lot of shows that are worth my time that aren't going to get seen this year. I just have a feeling. So
That's what you get when you start wearing shirts like that.
I know.
You know, we've had this discussion before.
You know, at some point I had to come out.
Now, I'm looking at a shirt from this angle. It doesn't look like Polo. It looks like Rudolph.
I was like, wow, King
got a Christmas. It does look like Rudolph.
Phil, you cannot see from that distance what's on my shirt.
It looks like Rudolph. It looks like it has two horns and something red up there in front of him.
Yeah. From here, it looks like a reindeer.
I was like, why is Ken, the only Jewish guy on the show, wearing a Rudolph shirt?
It's Korean Polo.
So it's like dinner.
Yeah, it's like dinner, exactly.
It's a menu.
Yeah. Well, the guy on the horse is the appetizer. And the horse is the main course.
Yeah, goodbye, last Korean listener.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was your line.
Well, if it's North Korean, we're okay.
They're not going to be here much longer. Right? I mean, seriously, they are not going to be here much longer.
They are definitely, you know, they still got China backing them. I don't know how, but they still do.
Yeah, but they said something like if the U.S. complains about us having nukes, we're going to obliterate them.
Right now, they can only reach Hawaii, so we're okay for the moment.
Maybe it'll change the weather, though.
Yeah, I don't even think they can't even reach Hawaii. Right now, the biggest issue is actually that they can hit Tokyo.
Japan.
Tokyo and Seoul. That's the biggest concern.
And that's if they launch like 1,000 missiles
in different
directions.
The likelihood that the North Koreans would put anything in the air that would make it as far as Hawaii is pretty slim. Right?
And that includes planes.
Yeah, it's including planes. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Wake up, Warren. Wake up.
No, that was me with the mic.
Oh, okay. Wake up, Phil. Wake up.
I hit the wrong buttons, and I turned on a mic that doesn't actually have a mic on it anymore instead of Warren's.
Okay.
That is all my fault.
We'll forgive you this time.
Don't forgive me. Everybody's going to hate me, right? It's not like I'm a weatherman.
Right. It's right.
I should be DJ Weatherman working the ones and twos.
Yeah, you're capable of being wrong all the time.
I am actually, and people hold me accountable for it. One day I'm going to get fired from the doghouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I used to work for this guy on the show called No Filter. He blamed me for everything.
Was your fault.
Yeah. Well, that's again.
Like, there's no reason the host of the show should be getting up in the commercial breaks and showing you how to run.
I used to listen to that show.
When, I think he used to throw curses at me
all the time.
There was a lot of complaints about the producer of that show.
The producer of that show sucked.
As well, there should have been.
He sucked. He couldn't be all right if you erased his left side.
Okay. Oh, hey, Ken, this story is. And conversation is just for you because you kept bringing it up over several months about hooligans and motorcycles.
Cheap motorcycle people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the hooligans, yeah. You know, hooligans. People running around the streets and causing traffic problems.
Oh yeah. And creating and destroying the reputation of riders that are decent, upstanding people. Yeah, absolutely. Make us all look bad. All
right. Well, how about a guy out in California who jumped an interstate highway? In the morning during rush hour.
He jumped an interstate highway.
Yeah. Jumped an interstate highway.
Badass, but he's a retard.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. The YouTube video is on our post page, so if you want to go see it later, when the post goes up, everyone, you'll be able to check it out. But he rode a dirt bike, jumped, I guess it looked to me like four lanes.
Yeah, it was a four lane with a concrete medium, big wide shoulders, and it was like kind of dug out between like you know how sometimes they dig the interstate out to keep it flat?
Make a cut.
Yeah, it was a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the time and they built a ramp on. They took the grass out and flattened out a nice ramp on one side and flattened the landing area on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he jumped it as cars were going by, like all of a sudden, woo!
And then had a friend film it for YouTube.
Yeah, and then he put it up on his own YouTube, so the cops were looking for him.
Yeah,
but you know,
strange how that happens, right?
Right? It's like, dude, you had everything, but now you have to. I'm on the run, right?
They still haven't arrested anybody over it because.
Kyle Katsandris.
Yes, Kyle Katsandris is the one who posted the video.
Oh, they will.
But
they
don't say who actually did the jump.
Oh, they will track it down, and you know that person that posted the video of that is
will turn.
No, what? Because he will be charged with the crime as well. Because that is a crime, right?
Well, yeah, there is a small crime involved.
No! He's an accessory to that crime.
There is a small crime.
He's an accessory. He was in place to record it, so he's
they dug it all out. Look, it was some ingenuity, right? They dug it all out with shovels to make it nice and smooth. And apparently it was like all hidden from where the cops would, you know, anybody would see them doing what they were doing. And when I say they dug it out, Ken, I don't mean like they scraped the grass off.
No, it was a good foot and a half.
At parts, they were a foot and a half through the dirt to make, I mean, they moved a lot of dirt.
And obviously they did some math because it looked to me like they actually leveled, you know, did it so he'd actually get a good ramp and a good lift off.
It would have been pretty stupid if they hadn't given they only get one shot.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a slight
miscalculation.
Look out for the semi.
Right, exactly.
You know, it wasn't a very heavily traveled road, even though it was during the middle of the day, I guess.
Yeah, out there. It's in the morning.
Okay, you know, but it wasn't heavily traveled, but it was still cool. I mean, the videos of it's kind of cool because, like, there's a car going down the highway and there's a bike just flying over it, you know. But I could see that being, you know, but then you put it on your own page, right? Let's not be stupid, people.
Right.
Well, the Caltrans, which is, I assume, is the California Transportation, you know, version of our Department of Transportation.
Yeah, except the only difference is that they spend their time making drivers' lives hell and setting air quality regulations that are unreasonable and creating laws that make, you know, the state, I guess, where everybody owns at least five cars, right?
Well, he must be doing all right because
they're green.
Yeah.
He must be doing okay because the air quality was good enough for this guy to jump through it.
Yeah, I mean, the air quality's gotten better everywhere, right? But that's, I don't know if that's because of,
Caltrans,
any one particular state.
Caltrans went out there where the jump occurred with some bulldozers and, you know, leveled it, you know, tore it all up, and then dropped a bunch of boulders along the edge of the jump area and the landing area so that no one would try to repeat it.
Yeah, it was
really so that was nice.
60 freeway,
and who paid for that? Oh, yeah, taxpayers in California.
No, probably not. They're probably sending that out as road improvements under Obama. Whatever that big spending bill was, bill.
But if
they really want to do something, they should send the bill to Cal.
Well, I'm sure he will get billed for this too, right? But I just, it's so far it's over 90,000 views, right? But it's like, dude, it's not worth it, right? 90,000 people is not worth, because they will catch you. They will.
But
get
also,
they will.
It also made Fox News and CNN and 90,000.
90,000 is nothing. It might have been worth it if they got 5 million views.
Right. It would have been worth it if you had a sponsor and you pulled like a flag, like a plane.
Right. Right.
Like brought to you by
like Monster Energy.
Monster Energy.
Right.
Red Bull. Red Bull will give you millions of dollars.
Yeah, but
to
Red
do Bull's, nothing.
They Red Bull won't do anything for $5 million. They it has to be $40 million.
Right.
Right. It has to be somebody.
Like if you told Red Bull, look, I'm gonna go to jail for Red Bull.
Yeah.
I need $50 million. Red Bull would be like, see, no problem. Here's an extra 25.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about it is all the stuff that Red Bull sponsors, it's all legal.
Yeah, no, I know.
They don't sponsor anything illegal.
No, and no companies do. I mean, and that's the other thing.
I guess he could have went out and got permits to do this.
you wouldn't be able to do it over a live highway. There's no way you'd get a permit for that.
You know,
I was being facetious.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere I saw that, you know, the cops had caught up with one of his friends on some interview, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. In motocross, we jump that far all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say four lanes of traffic isn't that.
Right. I mean, it's definitely probably, it doesn't look like it was further than some of the triples they drop on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right. But.
Some of the dune jumping, you say.
They're not going to jail for that Saturday night.
Right, they're not going to jail for that, exactly. And this guy is probably going to go to jail, or he's going to get a ridiculous fine for endangering the public.
Yeah, and I'm sure, even though it's probably an unlicensed vehicle and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure there's going to be a license suspension in there and a couple other things.
At least.
Right? You know, I mean, he's going to get pwned for just not, I don't know. You know, sometimes the juice is worth the squeeze.
Sometimes.
Other than the fact that we're talking about it and this is the world's best show.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought
I concur with that statement.
Apparently, 99.999% of the world is unaware of that fact.
Yeah, that's actually
That's their
true.
Problem, not ours.
That's why I'm trying to beat it into them, right? Yeah. I'm trying to, like, ease them into it. So, yeah, no, I saw that video and I was like, dummy, right? All I saw was dummy,
mm-hmm.
right? That is something where you should buy a burner phone, set up a fake YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Go to some internet cafe something.
But at that, you're not going to get your name out there. You're not going to be the new Robbie Madison.
You're not going to be on California's Most Wanted, and I've seen major crimes, right? They seem to get their peoples.
Yeah, this guy's probably angling to get the next Red Bull or Monster contract after Robbie Madison
retires. You won't
get
it breaking the law, though, right? That's the thing. No one's going to pick him up. This is not Triple X.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's not – you got to consider – a hooligan's mindset and what their thought process is versus someone who's not in that.
Yeah, but he didn't even get, like, if he had 10 million views, I'd say, all right,
I'm sure
that's
he thought
it.
He was going to get 10 million views.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Yep.
But he did, I'll repeat it, he did make CNN, Fox, you know, NBC, ABC, and all
America's
the local stations out there.
America's Most Wanted.
Maybe America's Most Wanted.
Maybe he'll be in the, new Chips movie.
Which comes out this weekend.
With other things that suck. He's right now at 129,000 views.
I'm actually surprised it's that few, to be honest.
Emma's boobs got us half that.
I'm definitely surprised.
I wish. No, I kind of wish that too. But yeah, you know, right. Like,
speaking of Chips, I do like this one quote.
There's nothing about that movie I like.
Well, no, it's not a quote about the Chips movie. The Chips Highway Patrol said, it certainly was an impressive jump, and the Highway Patrol was glad to see that no one got hurt, but it is against the law, and our ultimate goal is to ensure that motorists get to their destination safely.
I just think it would have been more entertaining if people got to throw things at them while I was doing it or something.
I hate to say this because it sounds kind of cold, but it would have been a lot more entertaining if he didn't make it.
Yeah, we'd have a lot better story.
Sorry, I mean, that's the Evel Knievel got a lot more attention when he didn't make it than when he did.
Well, speaking of the Chips movie.
Not going to see it.
Well, I'm going to go see it because I'll support anything that comes out
Mr. I don't like it because.
Well, I'm getting to it. Don't jump. Don't bogart my story.
You
comment.
Said that 2 weeks ago.
I'm saying it again. Punch does not exist. I didn't like it, so I wrote a blog article about it.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was the Doghouse brought to you by I just want my free cams.com.
I just want .com. I still hate you for that.
I know. I'm still going to do that, right? No matter what you say today, I'm going to bring that back out.
But, it turns out Dax Shepard, who plays John in the movie and is also the director and producer of the Chips movie, blocked me because I was going to email him. I was going to direct message him and say, "Hey, you want to come on a Doghouse and talk about the Chips movie a couple weeks ago, so that we could you know promote
Why'd
the movie or anything."
You? Were you asking about Ken? Have you been following Warren on Twitter? Warren has like a shirt fetish.
I don't follow Warren on Twitter. I don't follow anybody on Twitter.
You don't do anything on Twitter. No, you're useless.
I don't like Twitter.
The two of us has been live tweeting.
I did see that.
So Warren every week is like gay for Ralph Shaheen's shirt.
Ralphie,
what color is that?
Actually, I did see.
Is that fuchsia?
I did see some of that. Unfortunately,
is that aqua blue?
Did you do that under the doghouse or under your own?
Under his own, thank God.
Good. If you're going to be gay, do it on your own, please.
And then Ralph Shaheen's like, "It's red, you homo. Get away."
Yeah.
like there is no chance we get super cross credentials because Ralph Shaheen's like, "I don't want him near me."
Yeah.
Right? And then he started doing that with Bubba Blackwell, who...
Hey, we got to figure out something. Bubba didn't do too bad of a job, but he definitely lost his voice by the end of the show. I don't think he even said anything at the end.
Horrible job. You can't have some... I would have done a better... At least I follow Flat Track. Like, Bubba doesn't... You can tell he didn't even follow Flat Track. That was not the right choice for that. So, anyway,
I'll give him a few weeks. We'll see how he turns out. But I don't think he even... was saying anything towards the end of the show because I don't think he had a voice.
Because he ran out of pre-produced cards.
Yeah, he was carrying a bunch of cards.
He couldn't carry. Obviously, Bubba Blackwell's never coming on this show after this one. But
there goes our last motorcycle stunt.
I don't think it was happening anyway.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. So
nothing to lose there.
Yeah, right. No big loss.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like that was horrible. When we get back, we're gonna talk some racing. We had Supercross. Mm-hmm. In Indianapolis.
Supercross.
Yeah. Supercross.
Yeah.
And then we had, I don't know if Ken watched it, but Warren and I did watch the flat track races, the Indian versus Harley races.
Oh, well, you have to tell me how you managed to do that, since I went to fanschoice.tv.
I know. And obviously you didn't read the Facebook message.
No,
I
didn't.
Or the tweet.
No, I wasn't on Facebook. I was on fanschoice.tv.
Well, I don't know why you'd go there to watch it.
Yeah.
Back on the Doghouse on ntnradio.com. We had a lot of racing this weekend, even though it wasn't a lot of what we normally talk racing.
It was a little different kind of racing.
We had Supercross in Indianapolis, which we'll get to in a minute. Mm-hmm. We had Daytona Flat Track, which we'll get to in a minute. But we also had the Daytona 200, which literally only took a minute. Will only take a minute.
Yeah.
It is. The English have a phrase, and it's called bloody shambles.
Yeah.
And it's bloody shambles.
Yep.
It was on Fans Choice. It's a 57-lap race, and they had guys who were like 59 laps down. Right? I mean, it was... I know it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. It's an amateur race.
I will say something. This is the first Daytona 200 in probably 20 years that I've missed.
Yeah.
And I missed it intentionally because I didn't care. And that's the sad thing.
You know,
and that's not a knock on Azra. I've been to many Azra races.
Right.
And I like Azra racing. But the thing about it is when you go to Azra races, you're seeing a lot of competitive people. You're not having people that are coming out of the AMA ranks to race against people that are doing that. And that's not a knock on the Azra racers at all. But it's just not the same thing. And especially when I got told how it, and you can mention, say it, Phil, how the race came out. It's like, yeah, duh.
Right. Danny Aslick won, which is no surprise. If he's not in jail, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Was that a record for the most Daytona 200 wins by a single
race? It's a tie. He tied, Schwantz and somebody else?
I'm happy for Danny Aslick for that.
Right?
Corey West and the guy Barnes. I'm not really.
Right, because
that's like me going out in my neighborhood and beating up 7-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it.
God, Ken, look at that takedown. Oh, my God.
We're talking about the 7-year-old taking you down, though.
That's a good point.
It's 600 bikes, right? It's 600 cc's.
Yep.
Right? It's not a super bike race anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The pit stops, you know, at least when they were pro, you felt like, all right, these guys, some of the amateur teams did okay with it,
mm-hmm.
right? But it was just, there was no...
And so, I mean,
I wasn't excited at all.
I mean, even when it was all pros, that was the only time they ever had to worry about doing pit stops, and they usually were pretty bad at it.
Yeah.
But the point is, everybody was relatively bad at it, same. They weren't competing against NASCAR teams, right?
Right.
But
I also, but
it's
like,
money. It's money. You know what? That it's money. And a lot of these teams have none.
Yeah, I had four-wheel motorsport journalists that I know, like, mm-hmm. tweeting me and Facebooking me, and they were like, this is horrible.
Yeah, that's
right. And that's like one of the few races they all watch every year.
Yeah, right.
Right. Road race wise, that's like one of the few, and that's sad. Right. And I'm not, and I don't mean to knock Azra. If you're an Azra and you're taking this as a knock, I'm sorry, you're misunderstanding. It sucks that it's not a pro race. It should be part of our pro series. We should be bringing in the top talent from around the world to come in and challenge our guys.
And we used to. We didn't have to bring them in. They would come.
Well, they would come in. I didn't mean bring them in. I mean,
because it was very prestigious to win that.
I mean,
but nobody's traveling here from, you know, Argentina or from
Spain,
soggy or, Britain to race.
To race against amateurs.
Right. I mean, there were a couple foreigners that raced, but it's like.
The point is, you're not going to make that expenditure
right.
to do that. You're not going to get the best in the world.
Remember when Josh Herron went over to MotoGP, he said the one thing that got him the most respect in the garage was he was a Daytona 200 winner.
Yeah.
That's going to fade now.
Well, I think it already has.
Right.
I think it has, and in my opinion...
He can't come back, though.
That this, and I didn't think I'd ever say this. In my opinion, this will be the last Daytona 200, unless somebody comes in with enough money to move it back to being a professional race, okay? And that means the cost of running that track. Somebody's willing to pay for the naming rights, like a Honda or a Yamaha or somebody with deep pockets.
Right.
That will pay to buy the naming rights from DMG to get the rights, rent the track, and get DMG the hell out of it. Right?
It's not going
to
happen.
I wouldn't say it's not going to happen.
DMG right now is hard up for money. They'll do anything.
If Yamaha came in and said, yeah, we'll give you $500,000 for the naming rights and use of the track for the next 3 years, they'd jump on it.
Yep.
I think they'd jump on it.
I agree.
I hope you're right.
DMG needs the money more than they need. It's not doing anything for them.
It's actually a detriment.
And it's
actually hurting them.
And I think Azra is trying to use it for the best, for the best cause. They're trying to raise the cause of amateur racing in the U.S. and everything. And that's all well and fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is, I don't think for what's going on and...
It's the wrong spot to do that.
Yeah.
Right? It's
not the wrong spot. You can do it. You do need a pro, but you can also run an amateur there as well.
No, but I mean, that's by the wrong spot. I don't mean the location. I mean spot in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. It's just not the right thing.
Not the right combination.
Right. It's just not. But we did have the first ever Daytona TT for the flat trackers, for American Pro Flat Track Series. I'm going to be honest. I was disappointed that it wasn't a big, long oval. I wanted to see top speeds and a lot of sliding. And the way they had it set up, there wasn't a lot of sliding because the turns were actually too tight.
No. There was a lot of sliding.
No, there was a lot of wrecking.
Sliding into each other.
Yeah, there was a lot of wrecking. There wasn't a lot of sliding in the turns. I wanted to see a big half mile, a big mile track, right? Because
that's the next race.
Yeah, you got the room where the guys can really wind it up because it was our first ever battle. Well, I don't want to say first ever in my lifetime battle between Team Indian and Team Harley.
Yeah, and right? that track
was not good for either because going into the heats, the Kawasaki's and Yamaha's were mopping the floor with everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
They were mopping the floor with everybody. I mean, even and in the singles, I want to give a shout out to a guy who won one of the heat races in the singles, Bronson Bauman. Greatest interview after a race ever. Fans Choice TV kept locking up. That DMG didn't have enough bandwidth for it because it kept locking up. But Flat Track Live streamed right to their site on Facebook. So we watched that. I mean, not Flat Track Live, American Pro Flat Track. But Bronson Bauman did his little interview after his heat win, and Bubba Blackwell, about the only thing he did good well was he said, hey, give some props to your sponsors. And he goes, yeah, I need to thank my grandma. Might be the first and only time I'll see that.
Yep.
But that was awesome. I respect that. I'm not picking on you. That was awesome.
Right.
Because you know his grandma finances racing to be there. But I think the best race of the night was actually the singles finals. Dalton Gauthier beat Wyatt Anderson and Colby Carly by, there was less than a half a second between the top three. And it was a weird TT track with a jump in it, you know.
And a chicane.
And the chicane. And the right. chicane kind of made it tricky. Everybody wrecked in it.
Every race, at least one or two bikes went down in that. Sometimes four bikes went down in that
yeah,
chicane.
Yeah, I mean, they'd pile up. But it was like where the track comes together at Supercross, you know, after the starting line sometimes.
Right.
They'd go in there and they would just like totally bury. They would totally bury it. And then we got to the big twins. Right, your 650s and 750s, and in all the heat races, the Kawasaki Ninja 650 was looking good.
Yes, it did.
I mean, it was fast, it was agile, it was doing really well. But
the Indians looked really good on the straights. I mean, they were out-dragging the Kawasaki's.
Yeah, they were pulling everybody on the straights, but the turns weren't big enough to slide. So right. Kawasaki's were just outmaneuvering them in the corners. And even the Yamaha, right? I mean, Yamaha and Kawasaki made a huge statement. Mm-hmm. Indian and Harley sponsoring the series, and Indian got that team, and Harley got that team. And Kawasaki's and Yamaha made a huge statement saying, we're here, boys.
Don't forget about us.
Don't count us out. It ended up with Jared Mees winning, which is no shocker. The guy is just fast. Brian Smith, so it was two Indians. And then Hank Wiles on the Kawasaki Ninja. The top Harley bike was Jacob Johnson.
Fourth place.
Brad the Bullet didn't make the finals.
Now, he wrecked.
Somebody said
he broke his arm, but I didn't.
You know, I saw a broke arm and I saw a separated shoulder. So I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I didn't do too good of a job following up either.
But he was actually looking pretty good.
He was looking
good.
And
then it was in the chicane that he wiped out.
The chicane was just a mess for people. But it was cool to see. The stands were packed. There had to be 30,000 people. It looked packed.
Yeah, 20 to 30 at least.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. You know, they were in the infield there in Daytona. It was just great to see that many people out enjoying flat track and watching it.
Yeah. I don't know how much they were enjoying it because they all looked really cold. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't even bathing suit tops or anything.
No. It was cool down there this weekend.
They were heavy coats and toboggans.
I think they were having a good time. It was an Indian Harley showdown. Those guys were fired up, and I'm sure they were selling beer. Right.
The beer was definitely cold.
That's definitely the key for Daytona for any flat track race. They have who they have coming up? Georgia, right? Atlanta, somewhere.
I didn't look at the next race.
They're going to be in Georgia. So Atlanta short track. I'm sorry. Right. So they're going to be at the Atlanta short track next round.
Now that is going to be an oval, right? That's not going to be another TT. Yeah,
no, that's just a regular oval. And that is actually this Thursday, I believe, right? The 25th is this Thursday?
Yeah. And
no,
now,
Saturday,
you're,
I'm
now
sorry.
It's time for a rant.
Okay, go ahead.
I am, oh my God, I'm so pissed off at NBC. So all this winter, we're talking about, you know, Harley Indians going to be on TV, NBC. Yeah, it's going to be an hour tape delay, but it's still going to be on the same day or the next day. NBC's coverage of American Flat Track does not start until July.
Well, obviously, they don't have their calendar set good, right? They don't know the
difference. The first race to be televised is not until July. So all the stuff that we're doing...
And will it be a live race?
No, it's going to be tape delayed.
Yeah, so what's the point? What's the point?
What? Right, why is it...
It's a tape delay.
On a Thursday night, why is that not live?
It's a one-hour It's a one-hour tape delay, so it's not like it's going to be delayed for days upon days, but it's still not live.
How long's the race take?
Well, the whole
20 minutes. The whole thing took about 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
right.
With a bunch of red, but they had way more red flags.
Yeah, there was a lot of wrecks. Yeah, right. A lot of wrecks.
Right.
But my rant is, I don't. Okay, disregard the tape
That's
delay.
Half the season gone.
Half the season's gone. You're going to start in July. I got my TV guide out, the electronic version. I'm looking up and down. I got the DVR set. And I said, where is Flat Track? It's not listed anywhere, and I'm going back and forth trying to find it. different spellings, different, you know, AMA flat track, American flat track. I tried all these different Harley Davidson flat track. I tried all these combinations trying to find it. Turns out it's not going to be on until freaking July.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, if they can have curling live on NBC Sports, which I do watch, right? I will. I'm going to tell you
live,
this.
And
you
it
know
is on
what?
NBC.
I know what. Everybody knows that curling is the best sport. But if you can have if you can have curling live, I'm pretty sure you should be able to have. I'm pretty sure you should be able to have flat track live, and just like being with Moto America, right? Or at least that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate this thing's going on. And then we went up to Indianapolis, right? Last week they were in. Last week Supercross was in Daytona, and I thought a lot was going right with the world.
Last week Daytona?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I thought a lot was going good with the world. Adam Ciancerola won. Tomac and Dungey both looked okay. And then we got to Indy. And Warren, what color shirt was Ross Shaheen wearing?
He was not wearing green in celebration of St. Patrick's Day.
So Warren goes, why aren't you wearing green for St. Patty's Day? And he's like, because that's not today. Should have been puke color.
It was a day after. It's close enough.
A baby poop green or something. I don't know. So Supercross was there. And it seems like same old all of a sudden. Zach in the 250s, Zach Osborne reclaimed the top spot on the podium.
Yeah, because he had a really terrible Daytona outing.
He did, and he's now adding on to his 250s points lead.
Mm-hmm.
And Savacci had a good race, and Jordan Smith. And then Alan Ciancerola's back to fifth. It's like he had one good race, and then it's like,
yep,
the party's over.
At least, at least he's not hospitalized.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually true.
Where did Christian Craig finish? Don't recall. He was in the top 10, I think.
Yeah, he was sixth. He was behind Ciancerola. He was sixth. I was a little disappointed in Dylan Fernandez.
Yeah.
He was not. I expected more. He seemed to look like he's been doing better the last couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden
he just wasn't there.
Not there. Joey Savacci, I feel like he's at like a point where he should be maybe, I don't know, winning. I don't know. He's not winning. That's a problem. He needs to start winning. So in the points, you have Zach Osborne leading the series with Joey Savacci in a second, and Adam Ciancerola did manage to pull into third, even though he did not do as good as he should.
And he had issues in that race. I mean,
well, he got hurt in a heat race. He got hurt in one of the heat races.
He was having traction problem because he was spinning out a couple.
Well,
times.
He wasn't using his foot at all, right? He twisted his knee up,
right.
So he wasn't planting it. So he just wasn't getting out of the corners.
No.
He was trying to overgas it and just trying to dig the corners instead of planting it and kind of kicking the bike around.
Right.
So he couldn't do that on to one side, and that just killed him. I hope his knee's better because I thought he was, you know, he's been slowly building back towards that win. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see him because I think Kawasaki's going to have a great rider in him if he can stay healthy. Then speaking of Kawasaki's, we go to the 450s. And the bike hasn't been bad, right? I mean, 5 years ago, Kawasaki was winning everything with Villopoto on it. Right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, they didn't. It was like, yeah, we're going to win. And Dungey would trade some wins every now and then. But now Tomac has starting to feel
the
bike.
What did I say in the last show? Tomac's realized he can win.
Yeah.
That he can win. And I'm telling you that when you get a motorcycle racer who believes that they can win, they get really difficult to beat.
And Dungey is not Dungey of two years ago.
It's hard to maintain that hunger level.
It definitely is because I don't know if you guys watched the interviews after the race. He made a comment along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing here because I can't give you the exact comment, but he made the comment along the lines as, well, I didn't win tonight.
Yeah, because he's still holding on to that points lead, but it's down to 12 points.
But the way he didn't really care.
Well, he's got his fat in all
sports, momentum matters.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
And right now, Eli Tomac's got the momentum. And if I was to bet on how the season was going to finish up short of an injury, Tomac's going to win this thing.
Yeah, I can't see him not. Right now, he's got the hot hand.
He's got the hot hand. He believes in himself. He's racing different now.
He is.
And that's what happens when you have confidence.
And, you know, Dungy and Musquin are both benefiting from the fact that nobody seems to be a steady fourth or fifth, right?
Right.
There seems to be a lot of stuff, so they probably won't fall all that far back.
Musquin definitely looked better getting over the flu or whatever it was he had.
Musquin looked a lot better. I thought Musquin looked better than Dungy for most of that race.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I wouldn't argue on that.
Yep.
You know, Dungy looks like, I don't know if Dungy looks like he feels like this should have been his season and I don't need to try, or I mean, if he's not hungry, if he doesn't come into Detroit,
yeah,
hungry this week, and that's where they're going to be, which is
right.
Warren put up on our Facebook
the track layout.
The track layout. It's
going to be crazy.
There's a lot of whoops. There's a couple big jumps. There's a wall jump.
If he doesn't win,
a wall jump out of a turn.
Yeah, if he doesn't win this week,
it's done.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not done. But
it's done in my mind.
I don't think it's done, but I think the problem is that will he ever get back his mojo, right?
Yeah.
You got to wonder whether
he needs
the
swagger.
He needs a swagger. He doesn't feel it right now. Well, I think he almost thought it was going to be easy when Roxen went out.
Well, but, I mean, Tomac wasn't looking good, right? Last year, Tomac didn't look good. At the beginning of this year, it didn't look good.
But now he's got a little wiggle on his
We got to give Dungy some credit, though, because he had a horrible start.
Well,
and
he keeps doing that, though.
Well, that's the Dungy we've never really
almost
seen.
Got back to he got back in the second place. It was just a little too late.
Yeah.
That's the Dungy we've never seen, and especially, I don't know. We have,
Phil. You need to think back to the Villopoto days. We saw that Dungy a lot back then.
Second year.
Yes. I'm telling you, he seemed very, like his spirit had been crushed.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you know, what do I got to do to beat this guy,
right,
Villopoto, right?
Villopoto got hurt and he won that championship his rookie year. And then Villopoto came back and like crushed him.
Yeah. And he kind of
dropped the shoulders.
And let's be honest with you, he's now getting a little long in the tooth for a supercross rider.
And was pretty badly hurt for a year.
And was, yep, yeah. Yep, that's true.
You know, the Detroit track looks pretty good.
I'm looking forward to watching that race.
But I look at a track like that, and I don't think that it favors anybody particularly.
Well, you know, the one thing, yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
The one thing I noticed, and this is why I was kind of surprised about Dungy's starts, right? And Dungy ended up having to go through the heats too, right? Like he didn't even make it in through.
He missed his initial race.
Right.
Well,
I mean the
fifth.
Semis. I mean the semis.
Yeah, the finish.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He went through the heat and the semis, so he almost had to race twice too,
mm-hmm.
right? But like, it seemed to me that they were only shifting in the whoops. The rest of the track, they were just grabbing second and going right.
Right.
It was on and off. You weren't hearing shifts. You weren't seeing them shift. They were just kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So most of these guys start off the start in second. Why did you fall so far back?
Yeah.
You're Ryan Dungy.
Right.
You are Ryan Dungy.
Right.
Ryan Dungy doesn't
get a lot of whole shots. That's number one. Okay.
Yeah,
he
but
never
he
has.
Never get I mean
yeah,
he's not
in the top
he 25 weeks in
yeah,
a row
exactly.
of being in the
Yeah, he's but what he's
in,
doing
in
now
10th?
Is just getting Yeah, he's just getting he's getting crappier
he's
than
buried.
Normal starts for him.
He's getting buried.
Right.
He's getting buried and
well, even in this race, even though he out of the whole shot, he was in the top 10.
No, he was like 11th, I think.
Or somewhere right in there. But at first I thought he was going to be much further back, but then somebody wrecked and he got around a bunch of guys.
You know.
Or there was some kind of mess up, crash. Or, I mean, I don't know what it was at the start, but he got around a bunch of guys real quick. Otherwise, he would have been in, 15th or 20th position.
Yeah, but that's like, that doesn't win championships.
No.
That keeps it from being a disaster. Maybe keeps it, if you start winning, maybe, yes, that those times when you had those tough ones and you got up and at least got decent points out of it will matter. But you got to start winning at some point because there's a guy out there that is winning and it seems to have a hot hand right now.
Yeah,
he's
going to
keep racking
you.
And it's not you. And he's going to rack the points up.
I made a couple comments a couple times that Tomac looks so good going across the whoops. I thought he was riding a 650, not a 450. I mean, he was just zooming across it.
Yeah, it's confidence. I'm telling you, confidence is the strongest thing for a racer. When a racer believes they can win, in my opinion, as long as the equipment's there, right?
I agree. And he's on good equipment. The Kawasaki's always been a good bike,
yeah.
right? The Monster Energy
Kawasaki. I mean, throughout that field, most of these bikes, one of the things about Supercross, there's not a great difference in the quality of the bikes. There really isn't.
No.
You know,
and sometimes you miss
it's the quality
setup.
Of the rider. It's yeah. quality of the rider.
And anytime, you know, like some people on Twitter were like, oh, how come Dungey can't get through the traffic? You know, you're actually racing the best in the world at what you do.
Yeah.
It's not
and
like
the closer you get to the front,
it's not like you're at an Astra race and you're just pushing past people.
Yeah, it's easy to. It's easy.
That
to,
was a dagger.
It's easy to follow the. It's easy to cut through when you're in 15th place. Those first five positions are easy to get. Then it starts getting harder and harder.
Yeah, by the time you're at eighth, you're working.
Yeah, you're working.
You're working hard.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I want to talk about here is what starts this week. MotoGP. MotoGP.
It's time.
It is starting this week.
This is going to be the big. What's the biggest question out there?
Who are we going to pick?
Well, not who are we going to pick, but who's going to be the first one to pick?
Lorenzo on the Ducati.
Well, that
Vinales
won't be me.
On the Yamaha.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Who was going to be the first person to pick Vinales to win the championship this year? No one's going to be picking Rossi. Vinales has looked a lot stronger on the bike, right, than Rossi has.
You know, but I never – so here's my thoughts, right? And they're not good thoughts because they're coming out of my mind, right? but my thought is that for the first race, I'm taking Rossi. For the last, like, 40 years, he's been coming in second at Qatar, right?
So and he will continue to do so because Marquez is not going to let him.
Well, he'll continue to do so until he dies, right? I mean, because he's Rossi, and for some reason, second is where he places a Qatar.
So is this like a points bet on your behalf by picking Rossi?
Yeah, right. It's a points poll. I have no idea what's going to happen in Moto2. Moto2 is like filled with a bunch of people that I don't think any of them should be winning races.
I looked at the list. There's a Maybe lot of Morbidelli. Names I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I was going to say Morbidelli's my favorite, for sure.
For right now, he is. Baldassare's there. He's not bad.
Right.
But like... Yeah, Jorge Navarro, right, Sandro Cortese. I feel like I can almost be him.
Sandro Cortese?
Whatever.
Well, that's a guy he's won Moto2 before, you realize.
Yeah, and he's still there, which means you're not good. It's like Tom Lutie.
He's back.
How is Tom Lutie still alive? Isn't he like Chuck Berry's age?
Lutie, not anymore. But Lutie's always a good pick, but he's not a consistent pick, right?
To me,
Morbidelli is the star of the field right now.
Or Brad Binder.
Brad Binder, consistency, right? Brad Binder's got the talent, doesn't have the consistency.
You know, he had consistency 2 years ago in Moto3.
Well, he had more than consistency in that, right?
He consistently won every race.
Yeah, right.
He
ate the field, but let's see what he does in Moto2.
Yeah, but there's a like Warren said, there's a whole bunch of people. I have no faith in Alex Marquez.
No, I
think we have a better chance of winning a Moto2 race than Alex Marquez does.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
that might be a bit of a stretch.
A little stretch. Yeah. Dominic Agurta,
a very talented guy.
But I don't see him walking away with the season.
I can see there being
Danny Kent.
He looked good.
Danny Kent.
Danny Kent's talented. Yeah. He's a talented rider.
I can see there being a lot of different winners this year in Moto2.
So could I? Because like I think Francesco Bagnaia has a shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna say that
I think
Morbidelli, and I think he's gonna win the championship easily.
That would be my pick as well. But I do think
there's a lot of guys out there like Lutie and Agurta who think that this is their chance. But to me,
and if they don't win,
that's
a big fail.
To me, the guy that showed that he was on a good bike and he had the talent was Morbidelli last year, right?
Yeah.
So
speaking about the bikes, I want to go back to MotoGP for a second.
Yeah.
Did you guys look at the fairing on the new Ducati?
Ugly. Amazingly ugly.
Well, but if it works.
If it works.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right? Like, ugly's okay if it works, right?
We'll see. So far in the preseason testing, it hasn't been that impressive.
No. It's on a Ducati, right? I mean, the biggest problem is it's on a Ducati.
The Ducatis get better every year.
They have
If they drop back down to eight.
Well, here's a question for you. Who's going to be number one on Ducati? Is it going to be Dovizioso or is it going to be Lorenzo?
I think Dovizioso.
I think so, too.
Oh, you're both looking
because
at me now.
He doesn't have Crazy Joe to
wipe
him out.
He's got years of experience on the bike now,
too. I would have to...
He's the one that's helped, you know, to develop that bike.
I would have to agree with you guys, although...
And Casey Stoner's just going to say to Lorenzo anytime there's any problems, like, hey, Jorge, this is a good time to quit.
No,
or,
that was
hey,
exactly
Jorge,
where
I
was going.
I was fast on it.
I was going to say Dovizioso, but don't count Stoner out.
Yeah. Oh, Stoner coming in and doing a wild card there. You know, I don't know if we'll see that. We didn't see that last year. I don't know if we'll see that. I think Casey Stoner's wife leads him around by the short hairs.
In my opinion, if Stoner was going to come back, he would have done it by now.
Right. He would have done it.
It would have been a couple years. He had the fastest lap times.
Just coming in as a test rider.
I think he wants to just...
And
Phillip Sile.
I think he's the most talented person on a Ducati that's out there. I don't think there's any question about that. That's not the same as I'm having a good time out there making money, just playing around with the bike, telling him how to change it.
Right.
He could actually
be out there going, I don't like Jorge.
Nobody criticizes me for not winning when I don't win.
Right, you know, I don't have to whine.
I sit on the side of the road, right, and I watch, you know. And
I get to ride the super bike. I get to ride the GP bike.
I get all the new toys first.
Yeah.
Because I get to go out and test everything.
Right, I get to go to Italy, eat some good food, and then go home. I don't have to go to other places and deserts.
So when do we have to have our picks in by?
Early afternoon on Saturday. If you're in our pool, early afternoon on Saturday. So who are you, Ken, on a limb, who are you thinking for this weekend? We're not going to hold you to this.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, right now I'm thinking Vinales. Right now I'm leaning towards Vinales, but I hate to pick anybody on a Yamaha because I've been so burned by that in the past.
Yeah. I've been burned
by both Lorenzo and Rossi on that bike. So, but that's sort of where I'm leading right now. But it's going to be either that or I think Marquez. And it all depends on what they've done with the Honda in the off season, which I haven't seen anything that's really impressed me so far.
Yeah, but everybody sandbags it in MotoGP testing. That's the problem.
Well, they can only sandbag so much. Otherwise, they get nothing out of the testing, right?
Well, again, I'm going to go back because everything's supposed to be relatively even, except for the fairings on the Ducati. You know, so I'm going to go with the world champion and say Marquez is going to win.
Okay. I don't think that's a bad pick.
I don't think that's a bad pick. Although
that's a safe pick.
He traditionally doesn't do as well at Qatar.
He's won there.
Yeah, but hasn't he had like two wrecks there?
I don't know. I would have to look. If you got it in front of me, you'd know better.
No, I don't have it in front of me. Then
you're saying, is Ducati going to win? Because Lorenzo's definitely had good luck there?
Ducati can't win because it's Ducati.
Ducati can win. I just don't believe that.
Not in a place where it's not raining.
Well, let's real quick before we run out of time. Is Lorenzo going to win a race this year on the Ducati?
That is a good question.
Yes.
I'm going to stall till the music runs out because I'm not sure I want to answer it.
Well, yes, he will.
Who has more wins? Vinales or Rossi?
I don't know.
I'm going to say no, he won't.
I think he will. I agree. I don't think he will.
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he will because the problem is he's got to compete with other people.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Ducati's not going to let him pull into the pits midway through the race.
Better chance Dovizioso wins a race this year than...
Oh, yeah. I think
he will win one as well.
And who do you think wins more races, Vinales or Rossi?
Vinales.
Ooh. Rossi.
Wow.
I kind of go with Warren on that.
Really?
Champion this year.
No.
Who do you think's champion?
Marquez.
I said early money's Vinales, and I hate to say that because I don't like picking a Yamaha, but that's early money.
I think Vinales, Marquez, and Rossi, somehow wins with a bunch of second places.
We'll see.